This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, 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 looks like Jim Nass, Kate, and Leopold days are over because I've discovered a new movie. Folks, I don't know if you've heard about this one, and I'm sorry for taking up so much space on the Neopets chat box, but I got to tell you about a little movie called The Prestige. That's right. Hugh Jackman is back and better than ever. In The Prestige, he plays one magician, which sounds like it might be an overshare, but without any spoilers, I'll just say that it isn't. In The Prestige, Hugh Jackman is a rival to singular other magician played by Christian Bale, and they have a falling out in a way you would not believe. It's the opposite trajectory of Kate and Leopold, which ends on a happy note, and I find it very refreshing to see a little bit of a dourness to walk out of a theater and reflect upon. Is anyone going to trade for my little tins?
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of local lore mongering and donational documentaries in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and today I'm playing Heather Glad, and I'm on Everybody's Sad for the right price.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain, and today I'm playing Sunny Muffin Taylor, the owner of the Jump and Trampoline Park here in Haverford. And we are proudly 0.5 days from our last accident.
Hi, my name is Claire Linick, and today I'm playing Corey Cauliflower. I'm 6.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and this week I am playing Jim Nast, father of 5.
You son of a bitch. Oh, no. Definitely, canonically not true.
That he doesn't know about.
Oh, I see. You're right. You know what? From honestly, that's on me.
Unwitting father of 5.
Yeah, I was being too narrow in my field, my understanding of relationships.
Yes. My kids know about me, but I don't know about them.
Wow. It was like a one-way donation situation.
Yeah. Yeah, they have no interest.
Yeah, you have not been reached out to.
No. Blissfully ignorant.
They're all 30. Yeah.
Now, of course, we need to do our sponsor this week from Mystery County. Claire, do you remember the name of the Mystery County sponsor?
I've been really looking forward to this one. It's called Soup in a Can.
Soup in a Can. I love it.
Ow, damn it. I spilt this bowl of soup in my lap again.
Oh,
how many
honey,
pairs of pants am I going to go through?
I told you we should go to Soup in a Can.
Soup in a Can? That place that just opened up on Front Street?
Yes, on Front Street. You won't have to worry about bowls anymore or anything like that. You can just get the soup right in a can and drink it out of there.
You're talking out of your head. I won't believe it until I see it.
Well, come on.
Hi, welcome to... No, sir, I told you it's not... We're not in a can. No, the soup... No, it's the soup is in a can. We're in a regular building, but the soup is in a can.
You'll know the truth.
No, look around, sir. Look around. Hi, welcome. Go ahead and have a seat. But no, look around. You're in a regular restaurant, sir. We just serve soup in a can.
Look at this. I printed it off Wikipedia.
Hi, we're here.
Excuse us. Yes, hello. My wife has made a reservation at Soup in a Can. I don't believe it until I see it.
My spouse spilled soup all over their lap, and I said, we've got to go to Soup
in a
Can.
Listen, I don't need your life story. I just, listen, we're undermanned right now. So go ahead, have a seat.
Hey, hey, bud, let me sit you down real quick and talk to you real quick. Hey?
Girl?
Okay.
Girl?
I was told.
I am a paying customer here.
And we were told that we could get soup in a can. And I really don't like to talk like this, okay?
That is not how my spouse talks. Unless.
No, I am agitated.
Okay, so please, sir, could you sit us down and get us some soup? And don't refer us to a buffet. And I will keep talking until I'm stopped. I would like.
Hey, is this soup in a can on Front Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you.
Come to Soup in a Can.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. As we've been doing, we're checking in with some other beloved residents of Haverford while the club sorts itself out, trying to get back to Haverford, having been flung around the world. See previous episodes. Today, we're going to focus on Jim Nast. But Jim is not necessarily the first person we see today. The first person we see today is the familiar noseless form of Scary Gary, wearing a full tuxedo as he welcomes everybody to the 31st annual WCMP Telethon. Mystery County Public Access needs your support. The phones are ringing. Right now, I can hear one.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello. Hi. This is the Mystery County Public Broadcasting. What's the name of it?
It's Mystery What's County Public Access.
Mystery County Public Access. How much would you like to pledge today? Oh, it's one of those peanuts people. Who knows how to talk that? I'm so sorry. I can't talk that. But we'll get someone who can. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, I'm transferring you.
Call in.
Things are going great, Gare.
Way to go. Call in and deliver your messages of support and donations to us at 906-901-9565. That is a real phone number you can call to leave us any sorts of warm wishes to help this telethon be a raging success. In furtherance of that, we have a special surprise tonight. We have, that's right. That's right, Thackeray. Oh. We have a special presentation documentary about the incident that happened on Monday.
Hello.
Now, before we continue, of course, we need to get Jim Nast, your tarot pull. Mm. And I thought we might use this to help us decide what the incident was that happened on Monday. Jim, I pulled for you the Eight of Pentacles. Give yourself credit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a good one. Give yourself credit for the quality work you're producing. This is an important time for meeting goals. However, don't work so hard that quality suffers. You're in a position where your effort can make a big difference. Apply yourself. Do the work, and you'll be rewarded with flexibility and freedom. So, all of that known. Guys, what happened in Haverford on Monday? Well, just a small town incident that the public access TV sent a crew out to interview folks to find out what went down.
I hate to say it, guys, but the popcorn factory got a little too hot.
Uh-oh.
And overflowed with popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. A combination popcorn... A combination factory fire and flood.
Lava lamp, popcorn factory, the combination.
Too close, yeah.
Too close.
And nobody until now, as Scary Gary is saying, nobody until now has revealed how this incident took place, how the popcorn factory got so overheated. But we sent out some intrepid documentarians and they got to the bottom of it. Roll the footage. And what are we calling the incident at the popcorn factory?
Popcano?
Popcano.
The haze.
Popcano.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Holy shit, that's so good.
Thanks.
The opening strings for Popcano starts, and we go in. Popcano. Go ahead, just introduce yourself. Tell us, who you are, where you were at the morning of the incident.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I'm Corey Cauliflower, and I'm...
Yeah, is your mom or dad here?
No, I'm Mystery County's newest kid detective.
Of course. I'm so sorry.
This is amazing.
This is so exciting.
So good.
Yeah. Ever since Crashly Grenadine has retired to become, I'm taking her place.
Absolutely. So where were you the morning of on Monday?
I was on a school tour at the Popcorn Factory. Sorry, I get really itchy.
It's okay. and then, sir, go ahead. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Corey Cauliflower.
Oh, I think you're talking to me. Hi, I'm Heather Glad. I'm a Haverfordian. I've been here for 50 years, and I'll live here and I'll die here. Okay. And I happened to be at the Popcorn Factory on Monday. And oh, baby, I'm basically a professional eyewitness. I'm kind of the nosiest lady in all of Mystery County. So I may or may not have seen who exactly made the Popcorn Factory a little too hot. But I'll tell you for a price.
Oh, hi. I'm Sunny Muffin Taylor. I run the trampoline park here. Taylor's Jumps a Lot here in Haverford, which is right across the street, as you know, from the Popcorn Factory. So when everything, that morning, I drove up in my Volvo and then I climbed up the ladder to the roof of the trampoline park. Which is where I like to spend the mornings before, I don't open. My husband does that. And I like to sit up there and have a coffee and just stare. So that's what I was doing.
My name's Jim Nast, and I had a pretty unusual day even before the popcorn stuff started happening. I got to tell you, started out my morning by crawling out of Lake Mystery. I had a pretty rough night. I don't remember a lot of it. We were celebrating, tossing back a couple of St. Pauli girls. And next thing I know, I'm butt over backwards on the docks. And I guess I must have fallen asleep in the water because when I woke up in the morning, I had a bunch of weird little seaweed things draped around my legs. And I was sitting on the little gravel beach down there by the park ranger station. But I crawled on out of there, managed to find my truck. Guess I drove. Don't put that part in the footage. but I knew I had to get down to work at the old mall. So I hopped in the car. Fortunately, the keys were up behind the mirror, a little trick I learned from a movie you might have heard of called Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It's an okay movie, no Hugh Jackman in it. I put the car into gear and started driving, and I had, I don't know if it was a premonition or what, but I decided to go the Beltway instead of straight down Main towards the center of town. And as you know, the Beltway does loop around Factory Row.
So Factory Road is kind of where I like to hang out when I do my rounds as a professional bystander. I go to really all the most populated places and kind of some unknown places in Mystery County. I've been to Soup in a Tin Can. I've been to Soups, and I've been to Suits. But I decided to go down to the Popcorn Factory that afternoon because it was smelling so delicious. They had so many new flavors, butter, caramel. caramel. They were doing like a garbage flavor that I was found so interesting. So I walked all the way down there and I stood outside in line to try to get a sample, but it was just so busy that day. I saw everybody. I saw that tailor woman who's always lurking around and, you know, oh, they give out popcorn to all the kids. Oh, there were so many kids that day and I just couldn't stand it. Just from every school, I think there was a Rhinelander group in there, maybe some Mystery County kids, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the only kids that didn't get any popcorn that day because of all of my allergies. And you just can never be too sure, but you won't believe it. Next month is my birthday. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. I'm having a roller skate party. And since I'm turning 6, I could invite 6 friends. Next year when I'm 7, I can invite 7 friends.
It's incredible. And so
we were there. I was there and I was wearing my red shoes. So I was the fastest I've ever been. And I think that honestly maybe saved my life and maybe everybody else is there, which was really lucky.
It was a tougher day because we had the before school crowd. That's usually when I'm up on the roof and I let my husband handle it because I can't look at kids before 9 a.m. But as I was sitting up there and looking at the books and noticed it was going to be a pretty big day. And it did look crowded across the street too. And I really don't like it when kids go get their free popcorn and then come on over to the trampoline park because they're just amped and juiced from that starch and those carbs. So we try to say no popcorn in here, but heaven help us if we could actually stop it. So a bunch of kids coming over, but the day was going, you know, normal. Had a couple birthday parties, and that was all before school started. And then the school groups start coming. You know, there is a field trip at the trampoline park at least twice a day from the couple elementary schools.
Oh, and that trampoline park is dangerous. I've seen so many kids get launched into basically lower atmosphere. I've seen kids break sound barriers. They really should get the World Guinness folks over there to see, like, how many children can you launch into space in one afternoon? And I really think that Miss Taylor could do it. I mean, so many kids. And she seems to pick the heaviest kids and they hold each other down and kind of just work together to shoot everybody up into the atmosphere. I thought I saw a cloud that looked like my little cousin, but it turned out to be my little cousin. It wasn't a cumulus cloud up there. Oh, gosh. Cotton candy sounds delicious.
So they were loading this kind of round looking kid onto the trampoline. And it was about that moment that I realized... I went ahead and done left my work ID back in the lake. So I put my car in reverse, started driving the truck back down the beltway. And lucky I did because that kid launched clear over the fence, cleared the barbed wire and everything, landed right in the pavement where my truck was 2 seconds ago, left a big hole in there and everything. Anyway, I drove back to the lake. So I went back, I parked my car out there. There were already a bunch of cars there because I guess Monday morning's a good prime hiking time in the area. But waded back out into the lake, kind of looked around for my ID, didn't really see it. Lake's pretty big, gave up pretty fast. Got back in the truck, figured I'd just explain what happened this time around, and started gunning it back towards the beltway. And by then, there were crowds just spilling out onto the road, blocking the whole road up, gawking at the top of the smokestacks over the factory. And there was a crazy lady standing up there just yelling at everyone to stop touching the trampolines.
Yeah, I got a little hot. I guess you could say I got a little hot, which is an off-color joke considering what happened at the popcorn factory.
So many burnt children.
I was heated and I was using using my outdoor voice, if you will, and just telling them, you know, come on, quit it, stop it. I wish you wouldn't, please don't, heaven help us, and stuff like that. And I think it was upsetting the kids. But, you know, I almost forgot how to write a number 2 because we never get to number 2 on our whiteboard of days without an accident. So it's been a tough go of it. And sometimes I get a little hot.
I was pretty busy that day, actually, because I was trying to solve the mystery of who's making fun of me behind my back. And also, last week, I did turn in a wanted criminal to the Crammos. So there's been a lot on the old cauliflower plate. So I've been honestly pretty busy, and I just trying to kind of relax and have a good day. And a lot of people thought it was me on the trampoline that jumped so high, but not me, because I was wearing my red shoes. And a lot of people think that maybe saved my life on the trampoline. One time I jumped so high, I saw heaven for half a second, and my mom's going to write a book about it.
Truly bless us. There's a little guy called Corey that comes by every day, whether it's with the school, before school or after. And really, he wore red shoes, and I do think it saved his life. And I'll tell you why. It's because a fella with a drone, I don't know if you know what those are, but it's like a little airplane you can drive around, saw his red shoes, sent the drone, and it snatched him like one of those, pick a prize, and set him down on the ground.
It was a giant claw machine that scooped up. It looked like it came from the heavens, you know, and just picked him up by his little tidy whities, and you could tell it was Corey because his mom, you know, writes his name in bold letters, bold neon glow-in-the-dark illuminated letters that can be seen at any time or day, just so that we know. And I was just so embarrassing for this kid, poor thing. I really think that the kid wanted, you know, just all of the popping corn that they could possibly get. They had run out and people started becoming irate. Like all these kids, it looked like a fight club. Like they all just started wailing on each other and pushing and shoving and saying, I am the Lord of the corn. You are maize. I will crush your bones into masa and make tortillas. These kids seemed so worldly.
They were yelling all kinds of stuff. And I thought to myself, you know what these kids would get a kick out of? My big corn cob costume. So I thought I'd better go get it. And the last time I remembered having it was at that party last night. So I threw my truck in reverse, started heading back down the beltway, got to the lake probably a little bit after 10 a.m., I would say. Did some scratch around. I did find the costume. It was soaked, but I put it on anyway. It was absolutely dripping. It made this funny noise when I got back into the truck and kind of like squirted water all down my legs and onto the gas pedal and the brake pedal and the clutch and all that. But truck's done. You know, I mean, this thing is a beast. It's been around for almost 80 years in my family at this point, getting passed down and down. So I threw my car back into gear and headed down. This time I figured since the beltway was picked up, I'd go down Main and then take the left onto Factory Row. And so I did that. And I had almost got back when I saw Heather glide. And now here's something fun you need to know about Heather is if Heather is around with a camera, it means someone is getting a weird little article in the local paper about themselves.
No. This is what I do family vacation and reunion, party videos. It's what I personally do. I don't film people to get them caught in a gotcha moment. Anybody who says that is a liar, and I dare you to show me any footage of me in any wrongdoing ever.
Scary, roll the footage.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, Heather's hired me for a lot of jobs. But she never pays. She just keeps telling me that she will, and then she never does. So I can no longer work for Miss Glide. And a lot of people didn't know who was in that corn costume, but I did, because Jim Nass has a sixth toe, and not a lot of people know that, but I noticed it. I noticed it one day at the beach. So that's how I knew it was Jim Nass in there. Also, I was really high up. Because I had jumped so high, and I just kind of, sorry, I get really itchy. I just kind of stayed there on there. And that's kind of was a pivotal moment. And I was, sorry, I'm so itchy. Oh my gosh. Okay. They said the burns are going to go down soon.
what itches me, if you look at this footage, okay, you see that there are big, wet, gloppy steps and everything's burnt up, but there's this one wet spot. Ooh, who could that have been? One guy.
I saw Jim Nast driving down the street in his old beater, and he was wearing his Karn costume, and I just said, not today, Satan. I know Jim Nast. Oh, yeah. I've known Jim Nast a long time. We dated. Yeah, we did. We courted. We dated. And we married. And we divorced. So that's our history. And that was a long time ago.
I think my favorite thing about Sunny Muffin is probably her kids. And one day, I'm going to find out, you know, more about them and, you know, where else. Because the overlap... Look, I'm not going to say that she cheated because I don't think that she did. But I do know one thing for sure is when she saw me, she looked like she was going to come jumping off the top of that smokestack. But instead, she slipped a little and fell backwards into the factory. And I think I heard that's about when the fireworks really started going off in there, but I wouldn't know because I had thrown my truck in reverse around that time and started heading back to the lake.
I haven't smoked in 10 years. I have not had a cigarette. And when I saw Jim Nast driving down the street, did I want to have a cigarette? You know I did, but I didn't. And you can't prove that I did.
But we can. As we return to the special presentation in just a moment. But first, let's check back in with the telethon. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so great. Oh, it's ringing off the hook.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Mystery County charity line. How can I help you? Would you like to donate to this great cause? I think I'm hearing $1,000. Awesome. Did you say $5,000? That is so amazing. Okay, you said, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I've already got your social, and I can see you right now, and I'm telling you, David, if you don't open up your gosh dang wallet right now, I will dox you in front of everybody, okay? This is public access. I'm going to get publicly in that ass. It's $5,000. It's for a good cause. Okay, we got it. We got another
welcome patron to the Mystery County Public Access. Thank you, Denise. This is what your support helps us do here, folks. Call us again at 906-901-9565. A real number where you can leave. Oh, we have another caller. Operator, take it.
Hello? Oh, yeah? Oh? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Simlish.
Yeah. Zachary Trench. Either get a donation or.
Oh, sorry, how much? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Gary, this is Strawberry Jones in the booth.
Strawberry. I know. He's just not. Zachary, either get a donation or go off the line.
I'm trying. Okay. And the name?
I need to empty the thermometer. I have my red Sharpie ready. Come on. Empty the thermometer.
Zachary, come on. We need this, Zachary.
Okay.
What's the amount?
What was the amount total then? Okay.
We'll go back to the documentary. We'll get this sorted out, folks. We're going to get the thermometer over next time we come back. Back to the documentary. Back to Popcano.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I mean, I'll say it. I was worried. You fell down into that smokestack, and I thought, I better get her out of there because that seems dangerous. That's but I knew I left all my gear back at the old ranger station, so I had to throw the truck in reverse, drive on back down the beltway.
Yeah.
Took me maybe 25 minutes to do that round trip.
Something like that, yeah. I was screaming in a smokestack that whole time, but that's okay. I was like, oh no, oh help, come on, oh please.
Come oh, now. Language. Are you going to bleep some of that?
I hope so. I have to tell the story the way that it happened. And that's what happened. I lost control. Oh, heck. Oh, my heck.
Well, I know someone had pulled you out of there by the time I got back. Because when I got back, you were standing out front, red as a beet.
Yeah, I crawled my way up halfway. I remembered my tramping skills, trampolining, what you do when you get stuck under a trampoline. And crawled my way halfway back up. And then I saw a long, beautiful arm. And that was Corey Cauliflower.
So I was eating a lot of the popcorn because when I get stressed, I like to eat. And I was really not helping very much. But Corey stepped up and was a big deal of a hero.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying hero. And I think I honestly do think that kind of fits here from everything that I know. And so I was like, somebody help. Because I'm just a detective. So usually I'm just like, I know what the problem is, but I don't usually fix it. But anyways, I was like, I got to get in there. So Miss Glide held onto my feet and I shimmied in there because they were like, no one's small enough to get into this stack. But luckily, I haven't had my growth spurt yet. My parents say any day now, but I haven't had it quite yet.
The boy is malnourished and it kind of shows, but decided that he was the one that could fit through the hole. And I guess the room was just so full of kernels, the little piece that gets in the back of your teeth that you can't quite get out. Imagine a room full of those. So it was like basically razor blades filled the room. And it was just really hard because they were all trying to get in our mouths, which normally I like things.
Why? How did I get? Okay, yes. A lot of people are asking this question. How did I get from the roof of the trampoline park across the street to the lip of a smokestack? And I'm not going to, my answer is none of your beeswax. I'm sorry. Excuse my French.
Taylor did it. We all know this.
The pop, you could hear it. All the way from the lake, I heard it. And apparently that was the moment that they yanked Sonny loose. There was just this sound. It was like Krakatoa, I guess. I wasn't there for Krakatoa, but that's what the people are saying. And even from where I was down by the lake, I could see it was like a mushroom cloud come out of the top of the smokestack, it was all popcorn, just up. As high as any kid on a trampoline could go, I would say. And when I was driving back, even, it was coming down like rain, just little flakes and puffs of popcorn just coming down, pelting the truck. I was swerving around the roll on all the butter and the salt. And
Terrible driver. So bad. What? Terrible driver. It was a problem between us.
I don't think I'm a terrible driver. Well, I do a lot
of disagree.
See, now it's now when you say things like that, you know, the hurtful things.
Oh my heck!
In that kind of tone, that it reminds me why we decided not to.
I understand that
it was really hard to pull up Miss Taylor because her hands were so sweaty, or it could have been butter. But I don't know how she would have gotten just the butter on her hands beforehand. So that is a clue that I put down in my journal. It says sweat. /butter ? And I'm sending that into the professionals to find out more about that. And then luckily, Heather was able to pull us both up. She said some words that I'm not allowed to say, and I won't be able to say until maybe my 12th birthday. They said I can just say it once.
I said mother shucker. I thought it was hilarious at the time, but apparently it's offensive to children. So we pulled him out.
She said, fuck.
Wow. Bleep that. Bleep that. This is on public access. Well, we pulled Miss Taylor out and poor thing was just covered in butter and covered in corn. But we fixed her up and we got her up and she was kind of screaming and kind of distraught like, oh, no, why did I jump into the popcorn factory vault? Why did I cause all this chaos? Am I too powerful for this realm? She was just talking in such hyperbole. It was amazing, but it was also like she knew what she had done.
Or did she? We'll find out when we return to Popcano. But for now, it is the 31st annual telethon for WCMP, the Mystery County Public Access. The phones are ringing off the hook. I think I hear one now.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
No, not anybody but Thackeray. Can we get a different operator?
Hi, I'm Felicia, and I'm the operator for the Mystery County Charity Drive. Who do I have the fortune of speaking to today?
My name's Thackeray.
Hi, Thackeray. It is so nice. Your voice is so familiar and soothing.
Yeah,
at the
I'm
same
right
time.
Behind you.
Wait, hey. Wait. Oh. Have they all been patching just one operator to another?
I only know one phone number, and it's Thackeray's. Like,
wait, strawberry, so, strawberry. Are there any lines coming from outside the operator? Are all the lines just going to each other?
Now, Gary, I don't want you to get upset, okay? It's your big moment, and we all know that if you don't raise enough money, that,
Strawberry, what are you telling me, Strawberry?
You're not going to get the desk job if you don't raise enough money. We all know this, and I'm so sorry, but all the calls have been coming from inside the studio.
No!
Then why have people been talking peanuts? If they're coming from inside the studio, and you know I can't talk peanuts. Jeremy, you know I can't talk peanuts.
All right, just finish the pop, Kato. We'll sort this out, folks. You still could call in 906-901-9565. It's a real number. You can call it. At this point, we decided that as producers of the documentary, there was no way we were going to get real answers until we got these witnesses together in a room. Go ahead, have a seat, everybody, if you could just all sit down.
Oh, there's water bottles for each of us. That's fine.
Yes, yeah, help yourself.
Are we okay. Supposed to have lav mics? I'm noticing everyone else has a lav.
Yeah.
Tim.
Oh, my God.
Did you leave it?
I left mine down at the lake.
Damn it.
We started 20 minutes later. All right, now everybody here is lavved up. Go ahead and have a seat. What we want to know is what happened that day. Sunny Muffin? Corey, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, Corey, you're doing great. You have so many clues. You're such a brave boy.
You have nothing to apologize for.
Mm-hmm. As I was saying, well, it was a warm day at the popcorn factory, but it didn't have to be a hot one. But it was, wasn't it? And I know for a fact who did it, because Jim Nast never left the popcorn studio. He was there the whole time.
What?
Jim. Didn't anybody hear him talking about those movies?
What?
We're all just so used to tuning out Jim Nast.
Damn you, Corey Cauliflower.
Ow!
Jim!
Don't pinch him.
Damn you to hell. I'll pinch you again.
No, I'm you so won't. Itchy. No.
You won't pinch a child in front of me.
Sonny, I thought if I staged this giant popcano accident that maybe you'd think of, I don't know, Jim, having a new lease on life
blaming myself because I was smoking a cigarette. And I thought, could a cigarette bring down an entire popcorn studio? I thought it had to get much hotter than that, hotter than one little cigarette. But I've been tossing and turning a night. I've been sleeping in a motel because I couldn't face my husband and my 5 kids.
You are tossing and turning because you're sleeping alone, Sunny Muffin. But you don't have to be. I'll raise those kids. I don't care whose they are.
They're mine and my husband's. They're my kids and my husband's kids. I've been married to him for 15 years and my youngest is 14.
The math doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Heather, are you getting all this?
I am. Heather has a huge Panasonic camera. It's the nicest one you can get.
I've never raised my voice like this.
Heather, can we actually use your footage instead of ours? Your camera's way better than ours.
Oh, absolutely. Could I get a little bounce board off of the side over here? And could I get an extra laugh?
Get her a bounce board. Get her the laugh. Come on.
Well, I got something else to say. You may have uncovered my trick, but you don't know the most important part of it.
Yes, I do.
The prestige.
Oh, never mind. I didn't know that. I just found out that the kid was making fun of me behind my back with Asher. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, Jim. You know, he's probably in the toilet. That's always where he was whenever he did this when we... Inside the back of the toilet.
He's still on. He's still mic'd up.
Oh, God. How did they figure out?
No. You know, he was at the crafty table the whole time. While Sunny was doing her one-on-one, he was just eating every cheese.
No, I know this isn't the most I know this isn't the most ethical, but we were able to get a complete confession from Jim Nass while he was laved up on the toilet. And we are, as the producers of Pop Crit, we are going to play that audio for you now.
Oh God. I don't even know if I believe in you. But if you get this demon shit out of me, I swear I'll never blow up a popcorn factory again.
What?
Like I did before? For Popcano, that was my fault. I swear. Just help me, Lord, this one time.
There's a title thing, and it says 2 hours later. And it's
my God.
All right. Well, we have the Crammos on their way here. Jim, anything you want to say to these other folks before they arrive?
Yes. In a way, this is Sunny Muffin Taylor's fault for standing me up for our Kate and Leopold date. Because that's where all this started.
I was married and
you are screaming.
Decided it was not. I know. I'm very angry. And this is the most I've ever raised my voice, even more than I did 2 hours ago. But I'm furious. I am a married woman, and I own a trampoline park, and I won't have my name connected to you any longer. And if anyone thinks I've gone on too long on this little tirade, they can speak now or forever hold their peace. Not you, Jim.
Fine. I'll say something.
You, Jim.
I'm happy to cooperate, and I will face the full consequences of my actions. I just need to use the restroom very quickly.
And at this point, we see the camera gets jostled and you hear like, oh, sorry. Excuse me. Mr. Nast. And you see the familiar form. Well, to you, Jim, you see the familiar form of Denbora Remedy. And she cuts in. She's like, oh, what's this? What am I? Am I on a screen? Is my image being captured?
Yes, this is some Blair Witch type shit.
And she's like, I have an invitation for you, Jim. And she reaches over to you, Jim. And she hands you a
can't arrest me now.
Invitation. And she's like, I don't like, and the camera just goes, it's just static. And we cut back to the public access studio and Scary is like, oh, wait, what happened to the rest of the, is that all the footage we got? Did we not get the end of the movie?
Strawberry cuts in and says, sorry, Gary, they cut the feed. We have no other. I mean, you've got about 3 minutes to fill. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say.
I can sing if you need me to. I can.
Go. Yeah. Okay. Great. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy heart. Why do you have that Bojangles clock? Should I keep going?
The phone boards are lighting up. Keep going.
Oh my gosh. Donations are going through the roof, Gary. Gary, we just met our goal. Can you believe it?
We're doing it.
Okay. Okay.
Thackeray, how much is it, Thackeray?
Okay.
I need to sing and I need to do the thermometer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 1 second. What's up, guys?
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Woo!
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content that we produce for, and sometimes with, you. Find the link in the episode descriptions. A special thank you to our editor, Ryan Bolter. Now, Jim Nast has a special email message for our patron, Erica D.
This email is to Erica D at patreon.com from K8 ampersand Leopold LUVR at gmail.com. Subject line, wiki wiki wow wow. Dear Erica, thank you so much for introducing me to the wild world of Wikipedia.org. I'm learning so much for about so many different things. I can't believe I've never heard of this website before. It's like a library at my fingertips. I can't believe it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Erica, this is a dream come true. And I just found out about the edit feature. I'm changing all kinds of stuff, and no one will ever know it was me. Sincerely, your friend, Jim Nast.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Hey, it's Jeff Murdoch, and I want to talk to you about Character Creation Cast. Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the games community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week. That sounds fun to me. So go watch Character Creation Cast. And by watch, I do mean listen.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
The Bully Bullins podcast is an epic story of five young guys who just want to bean each other. If you're looking for ways to get beaned or even thought about beaning, you should check out the Bully Bib little pot, right. Whatever I said.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.